Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
That's a nice top you're wearing there, Tara.
You what?
It's a nice top you're wearing there.
It's just an old black t-shirt.
Yeah, well, it's at least it means I can take you seriously now because you're wearing nice clothes. Well, that seems to be the way, doesn't it? Because we're talking about it today. We're going to be talking about this article by Niamh Walsh in the Mail on Sunday. You're familiar with the article, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, now, there's two debates to be had here, right? There's no doubt her article is a nasty piece of work. I mean, she took aim at Barry Cowan, Niamh Smith, Senator Erin McGreen, Norma Foley, amongst others, about what they were wearing at the Think-In, the Fianna Fáil Think-In. It did seem just like a have-a-go at people over their dress sense. But there's also the other argument, and I would have taken it more seriously if it had been about that, which it isn't, which is about what people wear to the Dáil, what they wear in a courtroom, etc., etc. And I remember years ago, remember Mick Wallace and Ming Flanagan and a few others got kind
heavily criticised for
wearing pink T-shirts
absolutely,
and stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you know, into the Dáil and people saying there's an etiquette.
Yeah.
So now the thinking, there doesn't have to be, and these people weren't dressed badly, they just, Niamh Walsh just didn't like what they were wearing.
Yeah,
I mean,
or didn't
do you think
like
it was a nasty article?
I don't think anybody should be. I don't think anybody should be judged on their personal physical appearance.
Mm.
You know, different people have different dress sense. Different people have different styles. I do see the argument for dressing appropriately for where you are.
Mm.
And for your workplace. Some workplaces have uniforms. Some workplaces are very casual. Some workplaces are more formal.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that and I understand that and I have no problem with that. I think that people should dress appropriately for where they are. And
okay.
Particularly if it's
I was watching an episode of Judge Judy there recently.
But I do not think that people should be just picked at because somebody doesn't like their hair, doesn't like their jewellery, doesn't like the way their belly hangs out over there.
Well, that's what you said about Barry Cowan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which was a bit, that was really unfair.
Very unfair.
Yeah, I mean, if she had said that about a female politician's breasts or something like that, it would have been outrageous.
And has nothing to do with anything, you know. But absolutely
Micheál Martin has got involved in it now as well, by the way. He said, why the need for such a personal, nasty and unkind article, an article written in an attempt to demean women. By the way, she did demean men too, but anyway, who take politics seriously and work hard to make people's lives better.
Yeah.
It's unusual for the Prime Minister, Taoiseach of the country, to get involved in an article written in a newspaper.
It is, but I mean, again, I think, you know, again, it's they're personal attacks, and they really are personal attacks that were made based on one person's opinion of somebody's style or dress sense or appearance.
Okay, but getting back to the other debate, which is a genuine debate to have. And I remember, I'm not using Judge Judy as some sort of barometer here, right? But I do enjoy her.
I love Judge Judy. She's my kind of woman.
So there was two that came into court over an issue over rent arrears, right?
Yeah.
And the one, the landlord one, walked in and she had makeup on. She had a low-cut top on with a cleavage and very quite large breasts and fur around her shoulder and jewellery hanging off her. And Judge Judy said, are you dressed to go to court or go to a nightclub? She said, and she kicked her out of the courtroom and told her to come back dressed more appropriately. So there is an argument that you wouldn't walk into a courtroom dressed, you know, in a tracksuit or something like that.
Lots of people do.
Oh,
I mean, I've covered the court beat working as a reporter for many years. And yeah, you would be alarmed sometimes. But, you know, sometimes somebody maybe has been arrested the night before and they're appearing in what they were wearing when they were detained because they might go straight to court.
Yeah. OK, what about the Dáil then?
So people don't own a suit. I mean, how many people don't own a suit?
Ah, your suit. You can buy a suit very cheap now anyway.
Maybe not if you're on the clock to, you know, I mean, to get down to the forecourts, but...
Well, I mean, a nice pair of jeans and you don't have to wear a suit. A nice pair of jeans and a nice shirt and a blazer or whatever, a nice jacket or something. Respectful. It's just about being respectful.
But I mean, jeans were what were among the attire that the likes of Mick Wallace would have been criticised for wearing.
There was more than
just
the jeans. There was the pink T-shirt as well.
The pink T-shirt came in for a lot of particular attention.
Yes. So here we are judging. But we're judging based on etiquette now, right? This has nothing to do with the thinking. This is to do with the Dáil. And do you believe that politicians should dress a certain way? Is there an attire to being a politician? And would you take them less seriously if they're dressed like Mick Wallace or Luke Ming Flanagan or Richard Boyd Barrett, who dress quite casually?
No, I don't think so. Because at the end of the day, your Dáil appearance is going to be based on your performance and on your record for your constituents. And as I always say about politics, it's up to the constituents. There's some people that I wouldn't vote for and that I wouldn't want as my representative. But if the people who believe in them and trust them do, well, then that's good enough for me. I personally think there should be a standard of attire in Dáil Éireann. And I'm not necessarily saying that it should be suit and tie, but just smart.
Smart. Yeah, if you want to be casual, smart but casual if you want to. Yeah,
because absolutely.
A lot of businesses require that, of course, if you work in a business. Yeah. All right, okay. Well, look, we're going to talk about that. We're not so much going to focus on that. Thank you, Tara. We're not going to focus so much on the article that was in the paper by Niamh Walsh, because I think everybody and their mother agrees that particular article was a little bit of a nasty piece of work, which was just directly having a go at people, particularly as well the likes of Barry Cowan talking about his belly hanging over his belt and all that kind of carry on. And look, it talks about the way, you know, Niamh Smith and Senator Erin McGreen and Norma Foley and the rest of them are dressed. And they weren't dressed badly. It was just that Niamh Walsh didn't like the way they were dressed. And that's not how you should judge people. If they said something or did something well enough, you know, we can have a go. Or if you believed they weren't dressed appropriately for the Dáil, because that's a particular place. I could understand maybe the debate happening, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. I want to focus on this art. I don't want to focus on this article in particular because, you know, I think we can all safely say it's a nasty piece of journalism. But what I do want to focus on about is the dress codes in workplaces like the Dáil, like a courtroom, for example, and if you think they should be enforced. Now, Mick Wallace, of course, is one of a number of TDs who've been publicly criticised for their choice of clothing in the Dáil. Does it matter what a TD wears in the Dáil chambers? Or is it important that they should dress respectfully and appropriately? I mean, Mick Wallace once wore a football jersey into the Dáil, and Luke McFlanagan wore a bright orange T-shirt with Oscar from Sesame Street printed on it while he addressed the Dáil. It's, you know, is it difficult to take somebody seriously when they're talking about a very serious issue around legislation for citizens of the country, for example? Excuse me. A frog in my throat. While they're talking about legislation for people in the country while they're standing there with a T-shirt on with Oscar the Grouch on it. I mean, it is difficult to take somebody seriously, isn't it? I'm not suggesting they're bad politicians, but do you take somebody more seriously in a suit? But there is the argument that men in suits robbed us and destroyed the country. Bankers, politicians and other such people. Today I want to know if you still think this is a trivial issue. I want to know if you care what your public representatives wear in the Dáil, as long as they do their job, of course. A lot of people reckon there are more important things on the agenda, and it doesn't matter if they come into the Dáil in their underwear, as long as they do their jobs properly. But equally, a lot of people say it's the lack of respect for the public to dress so casually, and that anyone else in such a serious position would have to wear a shirt and tie. So I want to know if you believe there should be a, I suppose, do you think a dress code is needed in places like the Dáil or a courtroom, for example, which would be very kind of similar dress codes? Do you think there should be a dress code in the Dáil? Should politicians have to dress suitably? I say the word suitably there with a little bit of irony in it. Okay, so text 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I mean, do you think differently of politicians who don't make the effort when it comes to standing up in the Dáil? And in fairness, 99% of them do. They dress in a suit. And if they're women, they will dress appropriately as well. So the number is 087-188-0008. Do you think or would you ever judge somebody by the way they dress? Let me go up to Pat. Pat, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Pat?
Well, hello. How are you? Interesting subject. I do think people should dress accordingly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think smart formal or casual formal, depending on the occasion. Mm-hmm. I don't think tracksuits are clothes, to be honest with you.
No, you know, they're not. They're sportswear.
And t-shirts, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, absolutely, I do think politicians should dress appropriately. What that should be, probably something that you outlined there earlier, smart pair of flax jeans, open neck shirt, short and tie, suit. It should be formal or you know.
Smart but casual, maybe, if that's what you want to do,
well,
but smart.
Yeah, maybe smart but casual, yeah. Smart, casual or formal.
I mean, when you look in the Dáil, 90% of people or 95% of them will be wearing suits. And that seems to have been the dress code for us. The same in Parliament in the UK. Every man will be wearing a suit. Every woman will be dressed appropriately as well. You know, a lot of women will wear suits or suit jackets and pants or whatever it is. Do you believe, do you take people less seriously if they walk in with, say, a pair of jeans and an Oscar the Grouch T-shirt on them?
There is that tendency, yes. As in, similar to going probably for an interview. Now, I haven't been for an interview in a long time, but, you know, you see people and you talk to people at home going for an interview and they dress smart. And if you're serious about probably what you want to achieve and sit through an interview for a job, whatever the case is, I know we're talking about politicians, but you don't walk in a pair of tracksuits and a pair of runners, you know.
Someone.
And a t-shirt. Well,
you won't get the job.
Well, that would tell me, you know what I mean, that this person's not serious. I mean, you need to put the effort in, you know, and you need to have a bit of respect for the... In politicians, as far as politicians go, they need to have respect for the people they represent, which is us initially, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they should dress appropriate, yeah.
I mean, you would be familiar, Pat, obviously, representing men who are going through separations and divorces, etc., etc. So you'd be familiar with the family law courts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that a judge in the courtroom looks at you any differently if you're, you know, you're wearing a tracksuit or you're wearing, or you're smartly dressed? Do you think a judge expects that?
I think he can formulate an opinion.
Or she.
By what you're wearing. Yeah, I do. Because I would. Do you know what I mean? And I think we all would. And I mean, you'll probably have people coming on the show saying I'm talking to me, or whatever the case is. But we actually do that, you know?
So if you're telling me if you're walking down the road, it's your natural instinct that if you see late at night, dark road, you see three fellas with a suit on one side, three fellas in tracksuits on the other side, and I said to you, which is the safer side of the road to walk on? Are you telling me that your natural instinct would be to walk on the side of the three suits?
Psychologically, maybe. If you were that way inclined.
I'm not having a go, by the way, pal. I think everybody probably feels the same way.
No, like track suits don't frighten me now, but in a psychological, in a way, that would apply to everyone, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. So we do judge people by the way they dress.
Unfortunately, I'd have to be, I'd be guilty. I'd have to be guilty and say, yeah, we all do. We probably all do. And I mean, it's like, as you outlined the Scobies, you know, I know you have, I think you have a daughter or two daughters.
I have a daughter and two sons, yeah.
Two sons, right. So you've never seen
them wearing a tracksuit, by the way, can I point out?
No, and likewise, my children also, having said that, if somebody knocked at the door, and or your daughter was introducing your boyfriend, her boyfriend, sorry. You know,
and he's standing there in a shiny tracksuit.
With a hoodie on, you know. Yeah.
Well, they used to call it Michelle's suit, wasn't it? Yeah,
that was years ago, yeah.
Yeah. The shiny tracksuits. Half of Ireland were into sports and fitness at one stage.
That's right, yeah. But I do think we're all guilty. Now, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. I certainly would agree with the point, if you're making the point, I would agree with the point that, like,
but sorry to interrupt you, but there is the argument out there, Pat, and people who will argue against you and me and say, well, listen, you know, it was men in suits who robbed us blind in this country. You know, the bankers, the politicians, you know what I mean? They're the ones who are pulling the wool over our eyes, not the people who are dressed in jeans and a shirt.
Well, the ones dressed in tracksuits do the same.
Well, they do in just a different way, yeah.
That's a bit strong and coming out. I don't mean that to be insulting everyone who decides to wear a tracksuit. No, it's not the case. But listen, whether they did or not, it's done, it's busted, and they wore suits. So what? Does that mean we don't wear suits? Does that mean every time you see someone in a suit, he's a criminal? Does that mean, you know, every time we see someone in a tracksuit, he's a criminal? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, that wearing proper clothes,
yeah,
as I would call them, suit, short and tie, short without a tie, open neck short, smart jumper, smart pair of slack shoes, polished shoes, is the way to go, depending on you know, if you're in a gym.
Well, I mean,
you know,
I think this comes right back. I mean, when you talk about, for example, people who went into the army, it was very important in the army that you kept your buttons polished, you kept your shoes polished, because it was all about respect for the uniform. And the same goes for respect for people. I suppose if you're going to a wedding, you're going to a funeral, you wear black, you go to a courtroom, you try and dress up a little bit. Well, certainly you don't dress like you're a millionaire either. But I mean, you want to be respectful to the courtroom. And you're basically saying when you go into the Dáil, it's a place where politicians are making very serious decisions around everybody's future in this country, and they should dress respectfully.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Valerie, would you judge people by what they wear, generally speaking?
I think most of us do, really. I mean, if you see a girl up at the school gates with her pyjamas on, would you make a bit of a judgment?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and so
well, your immediate judgment is she's lazy.
Well, if you don't take pride in your appearance, I mean, the very basic thing is to, you know, maybe shower or clean yourself and, you know, put on decent clothes. Mm-hmm. If you have so little pride in yourself that you couldn't be bothered doing that, mm-hmm. you certainly have no place representing the country up in government.
Mm-hmm. So, is there an etiquette? I mean, should a man have to wear a suit when he goes into the Dáil?
Yes, and the ladies should have, you know, proper attire on as well, you know?
Yeah.
Polished and well-groomed and absolutely, they're representing our country. I mean, when you see the politicians there, you know, in France and in America, they're always absolutely pristine. Not only their attire and what they wear, but, you know, their hair and, you know, shaved and, you know, very well groomed. And, I mean, as a, of course you're going to look at them, you couldn't take somebody serious if they went into...
So you wouldn't take Mick Wallace or... No, or Luke Mingflanagan when he wore his bright orange T-shirt with
Absolutely
Oscar.
Absolutely not. I mean, wasn't he on a computer called he'd no bottom on, I think?
I don't think he realised he had no bottom.
I know, but...
I don't think he realised the camera could see that low. In fairness, what he did was he put a shirt and a jacket on and he was sitting on his bed on FaceTime and he didn't realise the camera could see below that and he had no pants on him.
You take him serious when you see his face flash in front of you in future. That's what you're going to think. I mean, do you know, in fairness to Leo Varadkar, he's absolutely pristine.
With the greatest respect, he spends millions of taxpayers' money on his image and his PR and his spin doctors. I mean, there was a bill there going back a couple of years ago of millions for that kind of stuff.
Some of them do, you know what I mean, on other things as well. He doesn't spend millions on his appearance.
Mm.
He's wearing, you know, he's very well.
No, not on his appearance. I'm sure they have like an image consultant or such. Not a personal image consultant, but their PA or whoever they are will be telling them what, you know, yeah, I think you should wear this to this, Leo. I'll pop out and get it for you. You should wear this to this. But I mean, don't get me wrong. When you're, you know, second in command in a country, they're the perks that come with the job. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
I mean, they're on big salaries, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, if I go for an interview, I wear a suit, my hair is done, makeup is perfect and everything. And, you know, I know of somebody recently, actually, that got a really good job. And, you know, when they're in the company for a few months, there was another person that was really exceptional, mm-hmm. but didn't get the job because just wore a T-shirt at the interview.
And they could have been better. And they could have been better qualified.
Yeah, yeah. But just didn't bother. I mean, so the attitude was, if you can't be bothered, you know, putting in an effort before you go for an interview, you know, to at least shower and put on a nice outfit or whatever, we're not going to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's sloppy all round, you know. I mean, if you're like that in your appearance, you're probably going to be like that in your work, to be honest with you.
Pat, would you judge somebody at a school gate for wearing their pyjamas?
pyjamas to me is underwear, you know. I just don't get that.
Kind of clothes, you know, the fleece or whatever you call them.
Yeah, I saw a guy in the spar shop one day. Not only was he wearing pyjamas, but he also had his robe on him as well.
All he needed was a smoking jacket
to go with it. But I said to myself, I mean, the effort he made to put the robe on, could he not have just thrown on a pair of jeans and a shirt? You know?
You know, I often see that, Niall, with the slippers as well in the afternoon.
The slippers.
And a robe going into the shop, whatever, you know? Yeah.
What is that about?
It's laziness.
I'm sorry. If you're one of these people who goes into a shop wearing pyjamas, you deserve no respect.
Yeah. I think it's shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, if your mother or whatever did that and you're a child, I mean, what are you teaching?
Yeah.
You know, you're not leading by example, you know?
What about mothers that say to you, I'm trying to get the kids ready for school in the morning. I'm trying to get them all out into the car, make sure they have their bags, get their breakfast. I just don't have time to fix myself up and get dressed.
15 minutes earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you don't have 7 or 8 kids anymore.
No, two or three.
All the kids, like, you know.
Yeah. Our mothers would manage it with seven. You're right. You're right, Pat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But getting back to the doll anyway, so you think it should be an etiquette, there should be a dress code. Same goes for court, Valerie, as well, yeah?
100%. You know, for anyone going into offices, you know, I mean, if you're looking for somebody to represent you in any field, banking, law, whatever, you know, if somebody comes in scruffy and dirty looking and...
I'm not suggesting people would be scruffy, but just not dressed appropriately.
I mean, I wouldn't hire a person like that, to be honest with you.
I mean, there's no suggestion, for example, at the time when we discussed this the last time, going back a few years ago, that Mick Wallace and co. were all scruffy looking. I mean, they just didn't dress appropriately.
But their hair and everything, they look scruffy. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't look like it's combed and washed. Do you know what I mean? Like, it actually does.
But
go ahead,
Pat.
Well, just put it out there. You know, there'll be people there listening to this and going, you know, having that comment, and everyone's entitled to make a comment, whether you agree or disagree. But if somebody was being represented in court, someone had to go to court, whether it was a criminal offence, whether it was divorce, separation, or whatever the case, motoring offence, whatever, and the solicitor turned up in an old tracksuit and a hoodie. do you know what I mean? And you're looking at this boy going in to represent, what would they think?
Hmm. But do we, here's the thing, right? And we're all agreeing, right? I'm agreeing with both you, Pat, and Valerie. But are we putting too much emphasis on it? Do we put too much emphasis on the way people dress? I mean, I suppose the argument is you should never judge people by the way they dress, but only judge them by what they say and what they do. Is that a fair comment, Valerie?
There's top job style.
We do judge people by the way they dress. We do
You're
judge
representing
people
our country.
Clean they look. Sorry.
I'm just saying they're representing our country. They're in the top jobs of the country. They should have a definite, you know, dress code in there. And, you know, it's not for, you know what I mean, deciding they can just roll out of bed and wear what they like on in there. They shouldn't be allowed in dress like that.
Yeah, well, now we're moving into a whole topic of people wearing pyjamas and chaps, by the way. The number's 087-188-0008. But Pat and Valerie believe people should dress appropriately for the event, be it the doll, be it a courtroom, be it whatever it happens to be, that there's an appropriate way to dress. Like, you wouldn't dress like that going to an interview, for example. You wouldn't put on a pair of pyjamas, would you? And also, obviously, both of them have poured scorn on people who wear pyjamas. And I have to say, I completely agree. If you're wearing pyjamas into a shop and you don't have some medical reason why you can't get dressed, it's nothing but laziness. You are lazy. You are bone idle and lazy. There is no excuse. And I did say to Valerie, but what about somebody says, oh, we'll have to get the kids ready for school, the homework, and make the bags ready, the breakfast for all the kids, and everything else. Well, then just get up 15 minutes earlier. Isn't that the answer, really, isn't it? If you don't have time to do all that, get up 15 minutes earlier. You know, if you don't have time to run a brush through your hair, you know, and put some nice clothes on you. When I say nice clothes, it just has to be clothes if you're bringing the kids to school. I mean, a pair of jeans and a blouse, or a pair of jeans and a shirt if you're a guy, whatever. You know what I mean? It doesn't take 5 minutes to do that. But some people insist on going out in pyjamas. And not only that, there's members of the population of this country who have separate pyjamas for going out. Believe it. I swear it's true. They have a pair of pyjamas. So what they'll do is get up in the morning, take their bed pyjamas off, and put their silky, shiny, nice pyjamas that they've just got in Marks and Spencer's or whatever it is, on them for going out during the day. There's an obsession with it. And to be honest with you, it's dirty. It looks lazy. So if you're doing it, stop doing it. There is no excuse. Bet you Aisling has never gone to the shop wearing her pyjamas. Have you, Aisling? Have you ever done it? No, never. And neither have I. I did walk down the street once with my pyjamas on, bottoms on me. Going back when I was about 18 years of age. Because I was so tired, I actually forgot that I hadn't put my trousers on. And I got halfway to the bus stop, realised I had my pyjama bottoms on. I was only 17 at the time. I had to run back to the house and change. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And the question I'm simply asking you is, does it matter how people dress? Do you judge people by the way they dress? And I'm not focusing on the article that was in the paper by Niamh Walsh, by the way, because I think we all agree there was no point in that article. That was just judging people on dress sense rather than the way they dress, if you know what I mean. I mean, so what if you don't like blue tops or green tops or whatever it is? It might be fashionable to that person. Rich says, hi, don't mind what Mick Wallace wears. What about the few million he owes the government? And he's always, I'm not reading that bit out of it, but I didn't say, well, it's not him that actually owes it. It was, well, it kind of is. It's his limited company at the time, wasn't it? And I know he did, so obviously it's paid the revenue back in some form. I think they're taking money off him every week, probably. Anyway, it was quite a substantial amount of money. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you judge somebody by the way they dress? Our doll is nothing more than a halfway home for the bewildered. So why not a straitjacket for everybody in the doll? Good idea, yeah. Ella Bearson says, yes, they should have a standard dress code. Ella Bearson says, no, I completely agree in relation to people in pyjamas in shops. Absolute bone idle and lazy. Why would you even do it? Well, actually, let me just go to Kevin as well. Kevin, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kevin?
Well, Niall, how are you?
Good. Now, Kevin, you were saying the Irish are an awful bunch of begrudgers.
Absolutely. There was a fog of man there one time, The Lonely Planet. I don't know if you remember.
The Lonely Planet. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that? It was a guide and there was something in Ireland.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, he said Irish people are great facts, but bad begrudgers.
Right, well, we are a bunch of begrudgers, all right, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. So all I'm saying is that woman could have been on a night shift, or your man could have been on a night shift and got into his pyjamas, went across the road in the morning. You just can't.
Ah, that, Kevin, that's not an excuse if somebody's on a night shift.
It is.
There's no reason to go out and walk up the road to the shop in your pyjamas.
My point is that you just can't judge a book by its cover. Come on, you can.
Would you do it?
If I wore pyjamas, yeah, I probably would.
You'd walk up the road into a shop in your pyjamas?
Well, the road is only down the road for me, so I would.
You would? But you wouldn't bother getting out of bed?
I'm not going to do that.
No, of course you wouldn't, because if you did, I would consider you to be lazy.
Really?
Yes.
But why?
Because why? How long does it take to put on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah, but why to make you happy? I'm not arguing with you, no, I'm just saying, is it to make people happy or...
No, because it's just a standard we expect from people to be... And it's not a difficult standard to keep up, that you wear clothes during the day. Pyjamas are for bed.
Pyjamas are for... No, I absolutely don't agree with it,
You don't agree that pyjamas are for bed?
No, I don't see pyjamas for shopping.
But how would you feel if you saw Micheál Martin down in Cork walking into his local shop to get his newspaper and his roll his pyjamas?
What I feel about
Micheál
Martin, clothes
and all
clothes.
Okay, that's a whole different argument.
All I'm saying is, you know, I've been around long enough. I have tattoos. I'm the one that likes to take his top off in the summer.
Yeah.
I get judged a lot, and I found that I got older, I realise how people are judging you and stuff, you know.
But we do judge people, it's human nature, isn't it?
It is, but I mean, it doesn't make it a law at the end of the day.
No, not at all.
So this is all I'm saying, is you don't know. No, you can tell by the looks of some people that they're wearing their pyjamas all day, but if they're doing nothing all day, it's not really lazy, is it? Could be a day off. No.
But even if it's their day
off...
Am I
confusing you now, Niall?
No, you aren't confusing me, Kevin. Even if it's their day off, just you know, throw on a pair of jeans, flip-flops,
and you short. Talk about the ministers and stuff. I mean, you know, they do buy their own clothes, but I mean, it's still by the taxpayer.
Well, of course, it's by the taxpayer. Yeah, I know that.
So you were dead right in what you said there. So they only wear them because they're bought for them.
Yeah, well, Leo, in fairness to Leo Varadkar, he does look well all the time, but you sure, you know, he's claiming it all back on expenses. You know what I mean?
He looks well, but he doesn't exactly follow his protocol.
No, he doesn't. That's a whole other rag, a whole other debate. But do you believe that politicians should have to wear a suit?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're setting a standard for politicians, but not for yourself?
That guy that was wearing the pink top, well, I mean, the first thing you see was someone there with a pink jumper on, you know, when everyone else was in suits.
But then you were saying to me that we shouldn't judge people, but that's exactly what you're doing now.
But I didn't judge him. I'm only giving an example.
You believe it's not appropriate in the doll?
I do believe it's not appropriate, but I wouldn't judge him.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Kevin, if you can. Let me go to Brian as well. Brian, you're
Ireland. I'm not trying to start an argument, Kevin.
Brian is not probably going to argue with you. I think he actually agrees with you. But go on. Brian, you're like Ireland's classic hits. Start an argument with Kevin for the crack there. Go on.
I mean, you're entitled to wear whatever you want to wear. I mean, the people in this country that brought the country down were the people who were wearing
suits.
The Savile Row suits.
Of course, the bankers.
Jeans. Yeah, the bankers. And the politicians as well, who wear the suits. I mean, it's all part of control that we must wear this and we must wear this and this is the standard we expect from you and this is how we expect it to speak. And you can't speak like people speak on the street or in the neighbourhoods. You have to use all the proper language and the proper English and all that kind of stuff. That's a form of control.
Well, it's not a form of control. There's a standard. I mean, when you talk about the way people speak, right, would you expect people in the media, how would you feel if I come on the radio today and went, Alright, what's the story? Kevin, you're on the bleeding line force. You go ahead, for the way, Brian, you're bleeding next. So there's a standard we expect. Sorry, Kevin.
I say you're from Limerick or Cork if you come on like that. So we can judge by the way of actions as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'm saying is, Brian, we do judge people.
Who judges people?
Everybody does.
They're all we, is it? Everybody's included.
Are you telling me you've never judged somebody?
Of course I've judged people.
Yeah.
But not on their clothes, on their policies, on their actions.
Absolutely.
I'm entitled to judge people on their actions and what they say and what they do.
Yeah, but Brian, Kevin made a point a few minutes ago when we talked to Mick Wallace and, you know, Luke Ming Flanagan and the ilk dressing the way they dressed coming back a few years ago in the Dáil, you know, that he said that wasn't appropriate as well. And he's not judging people either, but there is a time and a place to dress a certain way. Would you not agree, Brian?
Well, who's going to set the standard?
The standard is already set.
Who set it?
Well, it's been set since the dawn of time. I mean, look, you walk to the Senate in America, walk into the Parliament in the UK, or walk into the Dáil, 90% of people will be wearing suits. 95.
Do you remember the fella in the Commons that was fast asleep on the chair?
I know.
In a suit.
Yeah. Yeah. He should have been wearing his pyjamas, in fairness.
He should have been wearing the pyjamas, exactly.
Eamon Ryan, God bless him.
Or people falling asleep in the Dáil, you know?
Okay, so Brian, what about somebody walking down the road and into the local Spar shop in their pyjamas?
You're going from school in the mornings now to local Spar shops.
I wouldn't give a shite, Neil. I mean, if they want to go out wearing pyjamas... As far as I know, I've seen plenty of people inside in shopping centres and whatever in pyjamas. And that's their take on what is their fashion.
Brian, it's nothing to do with fashion, it's just laziness.
No, it's not. I mean, a Savile Row suit is a fashion. A pyjamas is a fashion.
It's not. Pyjamas is nightwear. It's bedwear. It's not fashion at all.
No, but you're trying to say like that only certain clothes should be wear a certain time in a certain place.
Yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You can't tell people what they should or they shouldn't wear.
By the way, I'm not being very strict about it. I mean, if you want to go into the Dáil in a nice pair of jeans and a jacket and a shirt, open top, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But what I'm saying is you wouldn't walk into the Dáil in your pyjamas, would you?
Well, I mean, if I was elected, I wouldn't be elected, but if I was elected, I might.
In your pyjamas. Well, then don't expect people to take you seriously.
Well, that's grand. You didn't elect me. The people who elected me did. And they would know that I wore these type of clothes. Like Ming Flanagan and Mick Wallace.
Mm.
I mean, people know what they... I mean, Mick Wallace wears the exact same clothes out in the street as he does in the Dáil. He hasn't changed. He doesn't change his politics because he has to be nice aside the Dáil. He's taken the people in the Dáil in the government on many occasions and showed the corruption within the Dáil, wearing a pink T-shirt, and people took him serious and elected him to the European Parliament.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Carl. Carl, you're an Ireland's classic hit. How you doing, Carl?
No,
stay there, Brian.
Niall, How are you, Niall?
Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Look, I can't understand those last two gentlemen at all. The first two people were on. I work in a wholesale company, and when I'm out meeting my customers, I wear a suit, a shirt, and a tie. It's eased up over the years, and people are a lot more casually dressed
now. Of course, yeah.
People, and the reason why, and by the way, that gentleman's wrong. A lot of people didn't like what Nick Wallace wear. You offend some people. I remember one day, Niall, going into one of my customers, she said, I always look at a man's shoes when he comes in. And it kind of struck to me now, she'd look at my shoes.
My mother used to always say that people would judge you by how clean your shoes are.
If I'm representing Classic Hits and I go to make, say it's a big contract, an offer or something like that, and people's jobs and wages and all, and I come in and I say, I didn't get the gig, lads. They voted for somebody else, or the contract dealer.
Yeah.
And I had a tracksuit bottoms and a scruffy outlay. And you would say to me, and that's the way you went to
a customer, a client.
To represent your company. It's not just me. Say I was all right financially, but I just said I don't give a monkey's this morning. No, hang on a minute. Let me finish. People judge you in a certain way, whether that's right or wrong. I'm not here to debate. I'm here to represent a company and go in, and I'm not going to offend my customers by going in a scruffy manner. It's as simple as that. That's what you're expected. And if I was being represented by a solicitor, I wouldn't like him to go in a scruffy way either, because you're trying to get everything on your side, particularly these days where a lot of people, certainly in my businesses, they're trying. I work dealing with retail now, and retail has suffered very, very badly over the years.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not going to have a big argument with your man and say, oh, this is what. You just go in and do your very, very best, and you represent your company. And the first two people, whether we like it or not, Niall, if you meet somebody for the first time, if I went down to 4FM now and said I'm a 70-year-old man, I'd like you to not Classic Hits, I beg your pardon, I'd like you to think to myself, oh, Carl was on the phone, oh, he looks a reasonable bloke, you know, he tries to make the best of himself.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd like you to say about me. I wouldn't like you to say, doesn't he look a
scruffy
old,
with a scruffy, yes. Kevin, go ahead, Kevin, sorry.
People don't care about people's opinions first thing in the morning when they're going to the shop in their PJs. That's completely different. You know, all I'm saying
just stop.
Is, you know, you why would someone care about being judged if they go to the shop in the mornings in their PJs? But I agree with that, man. When you're going for a job, you have to be looked at as responsible and capable.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Brian, and I agree with you with the job. Brian, are you still there?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's worried if that person right down there.
Carl.
I mean, he's worried about how other people see him.
Because that's life.
If he's not comfortable in his own self, then he's not going to be doing a good job.
Stop. Is he not right in what he's saying? If you're a salesperson, say, for Classic Hits, and you're going out representing Ireland's Classic Hits, and you're trying to sell a deal for advertising to a client, you're not going to arrive in a tracksuit.
Why not?
Because you're not going to get it.
Letting other people down.
How do you know?
Are they for real or something, these fellas? Are they? Do you live in the real world at all, for crying out? Are you on the dollar? Do you work?
Oh, I see. I must accept the standards being set by all the gobshites and the Dáil-Éireann and the bankers who robbed the country. Does it? I must set my standards by them. If I set my standards by them, I'd be out there robbing and killing and doing all sorts.
I don't understand that argument at all.
Well, if you don't understand it, that's quite okay.
I don't understand.
It's not just the doll, Carl. If I'm interviewing people for a job, and I have two people arrive for a job, and it was always well known when you went for a job, you spruced yourself up a little bit and made a good impression, and two people come for a job, and one of them is wearing a tracksuit or an old dirty T-shirt, and the other fella comes in a suit, I'm going to look more favourably on the guy that's made the effort, because it's about respect, Brian.
It's exactly that. Now, it's as though I made an effort and I respect your job and the fact that maybe you're giving me an interview or that you've done the decent thing.
So you not agree, Brian?
Jesus, I don't understand.
Why do we have to be setting ourselves up as other people's standards? Surely we have standards ourselves, and that we should apply those standards to our normal life and how we do things. I mean, I'd be more interested in what a person can do rather than what he's wearing.
Yeah, but if we didn't care what other people thought, Brian, and you're right, we shouldn't probably care what other people think, but if we didn't care, we could walk around in the nip all day if we wanted to. But that's not the world we live in. We live in a world where people do judge you by your appearance. And, you know, they will. If you're going for an interview and you don't make the effort, they will judge you. Now, when you become the CEO of the company, you can wear what you bloody want. Because it doesn't matter how people judge you. Somebody mentions here Mark Zuckerberg wears a T-shirt. Well done to him. But when you become the CEO of a company, that's all well and good. You can do what you want. But I guarantee if Mark Zuckerberg was interviewing somebody for a position in a job and somebody arrived in a scruffy old T-shirt and an old dirty jeans with a bit of paint on them or something like that, of course he's going to judge them.
But you're exaggerating. Most people don't go right.
I know, I'm just saying.
Jeans.
I'm just saying.
You're exaggerating.
Well, an old dirty pink t-shirt on you.
But I mean, people.
But you told me a minute ago it's all right to go to the shops in your pyjamas. You said pyjamas were fashion.
I mean, pyjamas. Well, to some people, not to me, fashionable. But I mean, to some people, yeah. I mean,
Carl, would you ever go to a shop in your pyjamas?
I wouldn't. If you asked me to come down and sit beside you and do the programme with you, I'd make sure I was dressed well and I've shaved and washed and clean and had a clean shirt on. And even when I'm going out the door, I'd say to my wife, how does that look? Is that okay? I'm meeting Niall Boylan today. That's not because I'm not comfortable in my skin, just because I have a little bit of, I'd like to think I have a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for, Niall?
Respect, Carl, is what it's about. Carl, stay there, Brian. Please stay with me, the two of you. The number is 087-188-0008. Have a quick break. Is Carl right or is Brian right? And does it not matter?
Niall, how's it going? Listen, I just moved into a housing estate there 2 years ago. And I'm actually between two women. And I swear to God, all they do is stand outside in the pyjamas smoking. Even when you go down, like if I go down to the shop, the local shop, you know, and if I notice them there, they're in their pyjamas. You know, and I'm trying to walk around up and down the aisles to try and avoid them because I don't want to be seen like talking to these bleeding scangers out, you know, in their pyjamas all the time. You should be bleeding arrested. I tell you, there should be a law put against this absolute joke of a country. What must be going through your head, you know, to think, I'll get out of my pyjamas and put on a new pair of pyjamas to go down to Tesco's in. I mean, and you're having a bleeding laugh.
They
joke.
They do. They actually put different pajamas on to go to Tesco's. Brian, I mean, you couldn't make that up. I mean, Brian, you heard what he said. He said they're scangers.
Oh yeah, they're scangers. And the fellow who wears the Savile Row t-shirts or not, is it? I mean, so these are the people that we should be on about. People who wear the suits. And the people who are robbing the country, the bankers and the politicians.
Niall.
You say nothing about, they're not scangers at all, are they?
Sorry, Niall. Carl, yeah, go ahead.
Just on the politicians one, if I go around canvassing and I ask people to vote for me, I know for a fact that some people might not mind what I wear in the doll, but if I would not like to meet somebody later who had voted for me and said, I don't like your dress sense and I gave you my vote, and I give them a lecture, like Brian has done on who about the fellas in suits robbing the country, and that's the reason I didn't wear the suit in after you voted for me. You know, I mean, it's a crazy argument.
OK, stay there for a second. Mark, I want to go to... Mark, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. Go ahead, Mark.
Are you now?
You heard what Brian has to say. You know, we're too quick to judge people. What difference does it make?
Right. The way I look at it is I have four daughters and a wife. And when they were young, the pyjamas were for bedtime and bed. I wouldn't even let them answer the door in the evening if they had their pyjamas on. I mean, why would you? It's private.
It's not respectful, you know? Apart from anything else.
Yeah. The way I look at it is pyjamas are for indoors, not outdoors.
Nighttime, sleep, for going to sleep in.
Yes.
Or sitting watching telly.
I saw a mother and two daughters walking to the shop the other day, and all three of them had pyjamas on, and they had no underclothes, no underwear on, under.
Did you notice that, Mark, did you? I'm sorry, yeah.
I'm not being funny. They walked across the street, the junction, right in front of me, and... You're there and you're going, oh my God, you know, what the hell is the country coming to?
Yeah, Brian, he's got a point. It's pure laziness, Brian.
No, it's not pure laziness. I mean, it's all part of this culture of trying to control us.
There's no culture in this country of wearing pyjamas. Lazy people wear pyjamas during the day outside.
100%
lazy people wear
right.
pyjamas and people who rob the country wear suits. Is that the equivalent?
No, everybody who robs the country doesn't wear a suit. But I can tell you now, I would say, unless you've some sort of medical reason for doing it, anybody who's wearing pyjamas out in the day into a shop is lazy. That's a generalisation. You can't generalise about suits because most people in suits are good people.
Yeah, but you are generalising. Like, I
am generalising, you're right, I am. Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I'm all right with it.
Yeah, but there is good people who go out there and wear pyjamas and going to the shop and whatever. That's their right.
I'm not saying it's not their right. If you want to walk to the shop in the nip, walk to the shop in the nip. I'm just saying to you, anybody who goes to the shops in a pair of pyjamas is lazy.
What's with
You're part of the fashion police, Neil, isn't it?
No, I'm not to do with fashion police. It's just laziness.
The fashion police, you're saying that you can't wear this because...
Brian, what line of business are you in? I don't want to know where you work. What line of business are you in?
I worked in construction.
Right. Okay, so how would you feel if a fella arrived onto the site in his pyjamas?
He wouldn't be allowed on because you have to have the PPP.
Well, okay, you gave him a high-vis jacket and a helmet.
if he wants to.
Would you stop out with that?
To me. As long as he can do his job, that's all that matters. If he can't do the job, whether he's wearing pyjamas or jeans, it doesn't matter. He should be ran off the site.
All right, listen, on that note, lads, I have to wrap it up. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Brian, for giving us a good laugh, apart from anything else. Mark, I appreciate you coming on the air as well. Thank you. Loads and loads of people texting in. The number is 087-188-0008. Can I mention as well that Richie says, personally, I couldn't give a twopence what clothes politicians wear, but if politicians can't handle a spot of sartorial criticism, perhaps they are not cut out for a career in the snake pit called politics.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.